scallop numbers seem to be on the rise, and for the first time in about 3 years, scallop fishing will begin in the waters around Rottnest this year. Rottnest scallop fisherman Clayton Nelson says it's still a long and tough road to recovery, but he is hopeful a scallop seeding program is going to help just move things along a little bit, because that marine heatwave really knocked his business around.
Well, we had a very good little business running. We were a single boat operator. We owned all the access to the fishery. We were managing markets in Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane and also Perth, sending live scallop from Fremantle, landed every day into prestige markets. And on the back of that, we had no stock. We had nothing to catch. So we really had to shut the shop for a couple of years.
What kind of cost was that to you and your business?
The losing momentum was critical. We lost market share. We couldn't supply. So we had to make some quick business decisions about shutting a small processing factory down, laying some staff off. We had to sell our trawler and just wait until the next phase of the fishery would come along, hopefully in some type of recovery phase over a couple of years.
And how long did that recovery phase take?
We surveyed the fishery every year, but to no avail. There was no stock showing at all. Last year we found a bit of stock that had recruited. We harvested it very lightly. We leased a boat to do that, so it was baby steps again. So really we were out of the fishery for 3 years, and you know, it really set us back on our market advantage. This year we've gone out and done some surveys again. We're pleased to see that there is the residual of last year's stock still on the ground, which is also recruited, and we're seeing quite a large spread of first-year shell across quite a large area of the fishery, which really does give you hope for later this year or early next year. Scallops are very environmentally sensitive, so things can change very quickly. You know, that's the natural environment, so we take that one as on the chin, really.
How are you looking to boost the numbers?
It's certainly a commitment to do the research. We've got to spend the money to do the research to work out how we can make our and bring scallop ashore, so we can spawn them, and then we can do a small grow out, so we can grow them out to a certain size. People have propagated scallops in this manner before, but what they haven't done is been able to manage the reseeding program. So there's a few challenges there, but We're working on the theory that if we can reseed around about between 80 and 100 million scallops per year, sounds a big number, would give us between a 1 and 2% return, maybe up to 5% if we get really smart at what we do. So yeah, it's pretty exciting, but lots of hurdles ahead.
But still hopeful for the future.
Always hopeful. That's why we're fishermen.